every position is healthy because the way our coaches coach, they're not going to allow it, you know, to not be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some young guys that are shining or that are flashing to you, Cooper, anybody like that? Vic's got a promising future.
Personally, everybody's a promising future. You know, there's a lot of guys that stepped up out of nowhere, as most people would say. But everybody's doing very well, and guys are coming along. They're learning every day. You know, Coach Kaczynski doesn't let up, and he's going to bring the best out of anybody he recruits and brings in.
Is he one of those coaches where you know, he's fiery? I mean, he'll go after you. But I also think he's probably one of those guys who brings you back, too, and makes sure that, you know, he lets you know that he does care about you in, you know, human way, not just a pawn on the chessboard type way.
Well, I mean, he coached the first round, fourth round, fifth round draft pick from the time they were freshmen up through now. You know, this guy still talks to him and stuff, so that doesn't happen by accident.
Mm-hmm. This defensive line, you talk about how getting off blocks. Is that all you guys? I mean, is that something that all of you guys have to do better?
I'm sure it is. You know, right now what I do is I've worked with our defensive linemen, and you know, the linebackers take care of themselves, and defensive backs take care of themselves. But as defensive linemen, it's our duty to police each other. And then once we feel that we have each other, we have what we're doing down correctly, then we can extend out and work with everybody else, because you can't start to think too globally about things. You have to really focus on what's going on in your own home before you worry about your neighbors.
You came in as an undersized defensive tackle, learning the two-gap technique. Could you see where maybe that could, you know, if somebody's not ready to commit to that, because that's a physical, hard way to, you know, technique to play as a defensive lineman. Could you see where an undersized guy, and you've had a couple, you know a couple who've not made it, is it, can you see where that would be hard, and would that be, you know, it's not for everybody.
A lot of guys who haven't made it weren't the undersized guys. The undersized guys actually were the ones who pulled it through. So, well, for as long from what I've seen, and I mean, look at Carl Klug. He came here at 207. I mean, that's not, can't get more undersized than that, and he played just well. So, when they recruit, they know who they're bringing in. They know who's committing, who's not, or else they wouldn't offer the scholarship.
Is it hard to build yourself into that? I mean, maybe the, you know, the most incredible football project there is. I mean, they're building a guy who has to hold the point, who comes in undersized, 207 pounds. Ooh, that's insane. How does that work?
Grit.
Yeah.
Just, there's no other way to put it. It's just have to have a certain level of grittiness to you. And Klug definitely has grit. Mm-hmm.
Do you notice, I guess, like, a sense of comfort? Because you said you're focused more on just, like, what you guys as a defensive line are doing. Last Saturday, for the most part, it was you, Broderick, Dominic, and Steve that played the majority of the reps, as opposed to some of the rotation you guys were doing earlier in the year. You see, I guess, a comfort level right now just with playing with those three guys?
It's comfortable depending on who's on the field. You know, it could be a new four guys out there. It could be a whole new 11 or 22, 33 special teams. But, you know, the way we're coached, you know, guys are ready to go any point, any time. So that level of comfort is always there to know that you can trust the guy who's in there.
What do you remember about containing and tackling Denard Robinson last year?
Denard was very fast. Powerful and explosive, shifty, and he's just an all-around. He's an athlete, and containing him, it was tough, and that's just something we'll have to work on this week.
You guys' team obviously got better after the second game, but this guy is probably the best guy in the country coming here. Is there anything extra you have to do?
Just continue doing what we're doing.